You're listening to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. I'm registered dietitian Hannah McGee.
And I'm neuroscience PhD student Tariq Youssef. And for the next hour, we're going to tackle popular nutrition topics from a scientific lens, promoting fact over fiction with no BS.
Welcome back, everyone, to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. I am Hannah.
I am Tariq Youssef, and I'm here with you talking nutrition with Hannah. And welcome back to the... You know, they do. I love when they do that on... Welcome back to No BS Nutrition. We're all... So excited to have you here, Hannah.
I'm not like calm or quiet enough to have a podcast like that.
Imagine going into someone's studio and they're like, and with us today, we have...
I could not. I would leave. I'd be like, sorry, this is not my vibe. I have something that I want to say to you.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Or I want everyone to know that I am no longer going to be sending Tariq TikToks.
Oh, stop. Do you know you're not the only one? My friend Christian has been trying to send me TikToks for about a year and a half now. And I just don't get it. Like, it doesn't make me laugh.
Oh, my God. That makes me want to cry.
It's not the TikTok's fault. It's me. I don't, it's like, that last one you sent me, I had no idea what was happening.
How?
I
didn't even get it. How did you not understand that?
I don't know, like, the captions had nothing to do with the video.
Okay, so...
And I was like, what? Like, how is it about eating? Like, I had no idea.
Okay, so I think the key thing that you are missing there... So, TikTok is, like, basically... It's a big, like, inside joke, I guess, for all of the people who use it.
Right.
Because there's,
I can imagine that, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like... audio sounds that like trend, yeah. So that,
like,
one was
laugh.
yeah exactly, like that, like your laugh,
yeah.
And then people like put their own spins on them, or like they like basically like make a meme out of them.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Like it's like a video, yeah, yeah. Meme, that's kind of what TikTok, like a lot of TikToks are,
yeah.
Like. And so that one was like, it was about like misophonia. Yeah.
You couldn't have paid me. I couldn't, for $1 million, I wouldn't have been able to figure that out.
Did I tell you this? I sent it to my dad and he got it. He sent me back like, LOL. Like,
yeah, but your dad's cool.
I think you're cool, but apparently not.
Thank you. I need to go to a Misophonia Anonymous I'm better recently, but it was so bad recently. It was really bad.
Really?
The other day, I had a really hard time.
I actually, like, mine hasn't been so bad lately. I think I attribute that to, like, my mindfulness practice. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I need to tell
Iconic.
You something else.
What's your mindfulness practice?
Oh, like, I try to meditate every day for, like, 10 minutes.
Are you using the Calm app?
I use the Calm app, not sponsored. Wish it was.
I wish.
Yeah.
Do you use it free or do you have the premium?
I have the premium. I usually, every year when my nanny gives me money for Christmas, I put that towards my Calm app.
I have the premium Headspace, but I stopped using it.
Oh, Headspace. Oh, and they use, the guy from Headspace is on the Nike Run Club app too.
I know.
Andy
won't leave me alone.
You just need to stick with Headspace. They want you to buy Headspace.
How many minutes do you do the Calm app for?
Usually like 10 minutes every morning.
I
and then I do...
That's a good amount of time.
I do like the daily check-ins too. So it'll be like, how are you feeling today? And you can like choose...
Oh, it asks you check-ins.
You can like choose how you're feeling based on like all the emoji options.
Am I switching teams to the Calm app?
You might have to. And that way you can, like, look back on, like, the last few weeks, the last few months, and, like, reflect on how you've been feeling. Like, and you can kind of see patterns or things like that. You can also track your sleep and, like, how you've been sleeping and what impacts your good night's sleep versus bad night's sleep. There's also one of the check-ins that's, like, what are you grateful for today? And you can do a little gratitude list, little things like that. So that's what I do.
I definitely can't... I shouldn't have two premium subscriptions at once to meditation apps. No. So I need to figure myself out on the Headspace app for a while, but maybe I would enjoy the Calm app better. Okay, what brings you to Calm? Will personalize recommendations based on your goals. Reduce stress, increase happiness, improve performance, reduce anxiety, better sleep, build self-esteem, develop gratitude. Who all picks of just the one above. Of these? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's a great tip. Thank you, Hannah. I'm going to check the Calm app out later.
Okay, do it. Absolutely.
We're all about apps lately.
Yeah, I know. And none of them are paying us. We're paying for them. Well, except Nike.
Everyone refuses to pay us.
I know. I can't believe it. All right.
Anyway.
Well.
Speaking of paying us, that doesn't work
yet. I know. You need to work on your.
My new segue is a segue that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's my okay. new thing. That's your thing.
Yeah.
So today I want to talk about shaming. I want to talk about. I almost lost. I think I lost you there for a sec.
Did you?
Yeah, but you're back. Okay.
Am I a ghost? Okay.
Get it together. All right.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame on you.
Shaming.
Get it together.
Shaming. Oh, I want to talk about food shaming, and I want to talk about body shaming and how to deal with it. Have you ever been food or body shamed? Oh God, we know. Oh, we know the answer.
Go back to the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Short answer. Yes.
Yeah. Listen to season one, episode one, to learn more. I have as well. Yes. And it's not fun. And you know what? What I find is that it can really take you off guard.
And you can be like going about your life, trying to enjoy yourself,
and it just someone makes a comment, they say, oh wow, you're gonna eat all of that, or they say, have you, like, oh, you're looking, have you gained weight, like they'll just come out of nowhere, like, you look different, you look you know, comments like that, and it can really take you off guard, like I said. And I don't know, it can create a bit of an awkward situation. It can make you feel insecure or later on, like, you wish you have said something or let the person know that you didn't appreciate, a comment like that, or you wish maybe you had something to say, at the time that the comment was made. So we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give some, I guess, ideas for ways to respond to certain comments around food or your body, so that, I guess, to kind of let the person know that, like, this isn't okay, or that you don't need someone commenting on your food or your body. So I guess we can start with food. We can start with food comments and talk about different ways to respond to different comments about food. I'll just, like, read off some of the common ones because, I don't know, these are ones that I've heard just through social media and things like that, through my audience, like, that they've told me, people have said to them, or family members or friends or whoever, coworkers, and I'll give some responses, ways that we can respond. So I think there's a few different ways, I guess I'll set this up. There's a few different ways that you can respond. So the first one is, like, being super kind, like overly kind, like kind of like kill them with kindness, you know, like someone tries to make you feel insecure or says something not so nice about what you're eating or your body, and you respond back with like totally unbothered, you know, super kind to kind of like, I don't know, knock them down with your totally unbotheredness.
Like disarm them back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So say someone says, oh, actually, no, okay, I was going to say it to me, but no, it's fine. We don't need to.
Bully me. Bully me on the pod.
So say someone says, all right, you're sitting there, you're eating your lunch, we're at a restaurant, and someone goes, wow, you're going to eat all of that? One way that you can respond is saying, yeah, I'm listening to my body and honoring what it needs. And just smile and say, I'm listening to my body and this is what it needs. Okay? That's one of my favorite ones. It's just saying, I'm listening to my body. You don't know anything about what I need or what I should eat. But it's a kind way to say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the next one. Don't you know how many carbs that has, or don't you know how much sugar that has, or whatever?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you can say, carbs give me energy, and they're delicious.
Mm.
Like,
true.
You know, I hate when people, I don't know, try to demonize a certain food group or something like that while they're also making a comment about, you know, you can eat
about something that's none of their business.
Yeah, exactly. And then, the last one, okay, that's all you're eating. You really should have more. So this is something on the other end where someone's like making you feel like you're not eating enough, or, you know, sometimes there's that insecure, coworker or something like that. That's like, I don't know. Yeah. Thinking that you're not eating enough. So you can say, they're actually, projecting. Or maybe at a family meal or a holiday where someone's like, really? You're not eating anything else? That's all you're having?
Totally.
And you can just say, you know what? Thank you. But I'm happy with my plate right now. And everything does look so good. Like, you can just, you know, be really kind, and you don't want to offend someone. You know, if they're serving you something or offering you food, you can say, you know what? Yes, everything looks so good, but I'm really happy with what I have on my plate right now.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some ways you can respond kindly. Now, if you want to sprinkle in a little bit of sass, if you want to, if you're feeling sassy that day, here are some ways that you can respond to things. So one of my favorites is if someone says like, oh, I thought you said you were eating healthy. Or, oh, I thought you said you were on a diet or whatever. If someone says, oh, I thought you were like trying to eat healthy, you can clap back with, well, I thought you were minding your own business.
That's really good. Like, that's really
good. Or, oh,
good.
I thought we were supposed to mind our own business. Or, oh, I thought we weren't supposed to comment on other people's food.
That's really good.
Something like that. Yes. I like that one. Yeah, yeah. Can't say I've ever used it, but one day.
I think I lean toward the kill 'em with kindness.
So
thing,
do I.
But then I stay awake for the rest of my life for 100 years.
Yeah.
And I think I wish I had said something stronger.
Yeah.
But the kill 'em with kindness thing is good.
Yeah.
It's just, that's partly a meat problem, I think.
Yeah. So there's, I'm like, yeah, it's your
point. Yeah, you don't have to agree. You don't have to agree. No. I'm being bullied on my own podcast.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay, this is a really common comment that I just, like, I don't even understand it. And I guess that's maybe why people make it. But when someone says, oh, my gosh, I could never eat that. Like, I don't know. That. Like, are you saying that it's my, what I'm eating is gross? Are you saying that what I'm eating is like too unhealthy, too healthy? Are you saying, like, what does someone mean when they say I could never eat that?
That bothers me almost as like people thinking that food is gross bothers me as as like shaming as well, because that is such bad, mean shaming. Like, if someone's eating something that you've never eaten before, or like you think it's unappetizing, that has nothing to do with you. It's not going in your body.
Right.
You're enjoying it.
So that's what my response would be. You know, say something like, well, good thing I'm the one eating it, not you. Like, good thing it's on my plate and not yours. Because, yeah, I agree. I think it's almost like, yeah, it's why would you ever try or want, I guess maybe people don't necessarily, it could be a reflection of insecurity, but I'm just trying to think, like, why would you ever want to make someone feel insecure about what they're eating?
I think, like, some people also are like, need to make small talk, and all they can think of is making small talk at the expense of somebody else.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, a lot of times it does, I think that's something to remember as well when you are mm-hmm. responding, is that a lot of times comments like this are about food or about someone's body are, you know, a reflection of someone else's own insecurity.
Definitely.
You know, yeah. I think I've mentioned before, like, I've had a friend or like family members like say to me like, wow, you're eating a lot of bread, like, or like, that's a lot of carbs. And I'm just like, and then you have to take a second and go, okay, obviously they've got a thing with carbs.
This is a you problem.
Yeah, this is a you problem, not a me problem. And sometimes when you take that step back, it can help you kind of, I don't know, take a breath and go, all right, here's my response, you know, instead of like getting upset or letting that comment
Family feud
get to you. Yeah, exactly. And then the last one, I think if you don't want to respond, you don't want to engage, sometimes saying nothing really sends a message. Like, if you mm-hmm. look at someone That's in the so eyes, true. They make a comment to you and you just look at them and you don't respond and you just keep eating, that sends the message that, like, hey, that's not okay to say about my food, whatever the comment was.
That's really powerful. Like,
yeah,
like what you just said, I care so little about that I'm gonna say
I'm not
nothing.
Even gonna answer. Yeah, I'm just gonna, I'm like, gonna acknowledge move you. On yeah, so that's food. Now we can talk a little bit about body comments too, because I think mm-hmm. I'll just talk about my own experience right now, but for me, I feel more confident responding to comments about food than about my body. I still find myself getting caught sometimes with, like, how do I respond if someone says something about the way that I look? Like, whether it's a family member who has said, even if it's like something that's supposed to be a compliment, like, have you lost weight? I've had like a family member, not, I guess fairly recently, say to me, have you lost weight? And I'll say, I don't know, I don't pay attention. And then they'll say, oh, well, you look really good. Or like, a comment was like, your butt looks smaller. A family member said that to me after they asked me if I lost weight. It's like, okay, why are you looking at my butt? First of all,
what generation family member?
Okay, well, I don't want to like put them on blast here, but it's like an older family member. We'll talk about this off pod. But I had a comment recently on my Instagram. Someone responded to a story that I put up of myself, which is something, it's sad, but like, I rarely post something. Like, it was a cute video of me working out, and like, Bella came in the frame. That's like cute. I actually recorded it because she lay down on my mat and like right underneath me while I was working out, and so I like press play on my phone to record it, and I posted on my Instagram, and someone, again, thinking they were commenting me, and they were, but this is again why it's really not okay to comment on people's bodies, they said like, wow, look at those shoulders, like, looking so strong. And for me, someone with a history of like body dysmorphia, an eating disorder, things that makes me think, do they think I have like really big shoulders? You know,
despite,
because they're
the,
like,
best intentions.
And I know they didn't mean anything harmful it, but this is why you don't make comments, because you don't know what someone's gone through and how your comment is going to be received and what kind of spiral that could send them into.
That's something that I've heard before, is like, we really shouldn't be commenting on what people look like. And I'm really bad for this, because when I see someone with like an amazing hair day or like gorgeous nails, I'm like, oh like, this is me being gay. I'm like, oh, my, I don't speak for all gay people, but I'm obsessed. And like, I want to know like where they got their nails done. Yeah, like, who did your hair? How long are those low lights, highlights? Mm-hmm. Like, is this a natural curl? Like, what are you doing? What products are you using? But I think there's a way to do that without making comments about how people look, despite it being a compliment. Like, it's true. I think we could all benefit from talking less about the way that we look, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's a, yeah, it's a wise idea to make an effort to comment less about people's appearances.
Yeah,
because again, like a comment like, did you lose weight? You look so good. Makes someone think like, did you not think I looked good? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, a few months ago or whatever. Yeah. So that's something just to think about. Now, when it comes to being in situations where people comment about your body and how to respond, one thing that I find can be helpful is like, if you know you're going to be in a situation, maybe around family members who've made comments in the past or coworkers who've made comments, or you like are anticipating comments, which is sad, but you are, it can be helpful to try to like mentally prepare yourself, maybe do some mindfulness mm-hmm. exercises or deep breathing, or listen to this podcast episode, you know, for some ways to respond, but kind of just mentally get in the headspace that you might have to like, I don't know, experience or deflect or defend against some comments in the near future. And then my second tip is, like I've already said, usually comments are a reflection of someone else's insecurity. Mm-hmm. So that's always something to keep front of mind. And, you know, if someone thinks or makes you feel like you look bad, usually that's because they've got their own issues, and they feel poorly about themselves. It's really, it very often has very little to do with you and how you actually look.
Definitely.
So I think that's something to keep front of mind. I think that, again, so something that I would employ, and I feel like this is probably the easiest thing for me to do, like I've already said, relating to food, is say nothing. You know, if someone makes a comment, oh, have you lost weight? Or like, you look great. What are you doing? Or how much weight have you lost? Like, just kind of look at them and go, what? Or you can kind of say, why do you ask? Like, if someone says, have you lost weight, or have you gained weight, or something like that, putting it back on them and being like, oh, why do you ask? Like, kind of, in my opinion, that makes someone kind of take a step back and go, oh, shit, like, should I have said that? Do you know what I mean? Like, for
that's
them
to... a great way to get someone to realize that they have made an error, because like, even when someone's saying something like culturally insensitive or racist or misogynist, misogynistic, then if you say like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden they start sweating.
Exactly.
Like, they start shaking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I definitely made a mistake.
Make them sweat. Like, say, why do you ask? Or what do you mean by that?
It is really scary. And like, I more like, I wish I did it more often, but it is worth it to like, if you do have the confidence and the energy to go through with it that day, like to defend yourself and to want to make someone realize their own stigma or bias, go for it. Like, power to you. We're so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I would also, I would definitely empathize with people who feel like they don't have the energy to do that, because I've definitely had situations where I didn't have the energy to go through with that.
I agree. And I think that that's a really good point, that you also have to, protect your energy. And, you know, if you recognize that you don't have like the time or the energy or the mental like capacity like to engage with this today or whatever day, like, then don't, just say nothing and just go, like, I don't know, literally look at them and just say nothing, walk away, like pretend you didn't hear them. You don't always have to respond. I like that you say that. I think that's really important.
One thing that I really like about everything that you, like all the tips that you gave Hannah, and I really appreciate all of them. This is a great conversation, is that like more often than not, like I'm the person who is putting myself down and like saying those things to myself, like because of just like history of body shaming, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think if like if someone else also finds themselves making negative comments about themselves, just like in your head, like making fun of yourself, like maybe go after yourself with some of these retorts and just say, you know, catch yourself and say, why did you say that?
Yeah, or, why am I saying that?
Actually, I'm enjoying myself. Or, you know, and so on. Everything that Hannah was really talking about.
I love that. And another reminder that you can, tell yourself or say to someone else. I know a common comment is like either, which can be like a backhanded compliment, sadly, like, oh, you look so healthy. Like sometimes people are like, meaning you've gained weight, you look healthy. Or they're saying, you know, have you thought about exercising? Have you thought about losing weight? I'm only concerned about your health. One thing that you can say either to someone or if you're, you know, making comments to yourself and you need to kind of check yourself, you can remind yourself or say to someone else, my health actually has very little to do with how I look. I think that's a really good reminder. And also like, like an affirmation, you know, you can say my health has little to do with the way that I look. I think that's a good one, either as a response or as, like a self-affirmation. Same with, you know, I'm actually working on non-weight related health outcomes right now or non-weight related healthy habits right now. And I feel great about it. That's another one that you can use. Or thanks, but I'm actually working on unlearning harmful diet culture messages right now.
But good luck to you.
Kind of like, or I'm working on accepting my body no matter what it looks like. These are kind of things that can point out like, thanks, but no thanks. Like I'm on a different journey than you are that's fine. And then lastly, if you feel comfortable, letting someone know that like just straight up that, you know what? When you comment about my body like that, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Is something that you can say, or, you know, it doesn't make me feel good. And, you know, letting them know that as uncomfortable as it can be to do, can be really helpful sometimes, you know, and it can stop someone in their tracks or stop someone from making comments to someone else in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Okay.
Thank you, Hannah. I really appreciate that. That was great.
I'm glad. I hope that everyone listening, I hope you all out there found this helpful. I hope that it has maybe equipped you a little bit to go out and get back to socializing as, I don't know, I guess the world is kind of, some places are kind of opening up, some places are kind of going back. Reverting to less socialization. But one thing, I guess what I wanted to say is that I have actually found it kind of hard as things have opened up more in Atlantic Canada where we are. I've actually struggled a little bit with, I guess, like body image and some thoughts. I haven't really had anyone make comments to me, but I know that being back in social situations can I guess it's made
there's
me
a trigger there.
More negative self-talk, like you're saying, you're kind of the one that makes the comments to yourself. I've been experiencing that more and more as I've been spending more time with more people again. And that's when like body comparisons kind of come in or things like that. And that's been hard for me. So some of these things, some of these, responses, I think I need to use on myself as well.
Well, you know, you can always text me too.
Oh, thank you.
If you ever just want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I should. Okay. I hope this was helpful. Like I said, make sure that you guys are following us on our social media.
What's my tasty for you?
Oh my gosh, it's Friday. I forgot. Okay, let me ask you.
I go first.
Yeah, you go first. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's been tasty for you this week? I'm so sorry. What's been tasty?
My tasty this week is today we made, Thomas and I made homemade pizzas with his nieces. And aww. I used my pizza dough, which I love. You can get about like 3 thin crusts. You can really stretch it to 4 9-inch thin crust pizzas if you really roll it out. 2.5 cups of flour, teaspoon salt, and milk. Sit some 2.5 tablespoons of yeast in some warm water. Add a teaspoon of sugar for 10 minutes. Let it bloom. Add it in with the flour and salt. Throw in 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Literally, I love this pizza dough. It's so yummy. It's so quick. You don't need to let it rise because it has so much yeast in it that it's going to rise for sure. And if you want it to be a thicker crust, obviously just like split the dough into 2 or maybe even make 1 larger pizza. I love it. And it's so easy. It's all just like pantry ingredients, nothing fancy. That's my tasty.
I love that. What about you? I love homemade pizza. Okay, my tasty is, I'm showing you here. No one else can see. It's my my new water cup, my new tumbler, my goth tumbler. It is a 24-ounce Starbucks reusable tumbler. And
yeah, what's the material? Is it metal?
It's like stainless steel, I think.
Oh, on the inside. Stainless steel. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. This is my tasty because I have been drinking so much water ever since I got this. That. Like, I don't know if it's the straw, like compared to a water bottle that doesn't have a straw.
Sure.
I don't know if drinking out of the straw makes it easier for me to drink more water, but I have been a hydrated woman since I got this. A hydrated queen since I got this.
Mermaid.
Tumbler. Unicorn.
I've been trying to drink a liter of water in the morning because I've been so bad at drinking water that I at least want to get some in at the beginning of the day, and then hopefully I get the next liter throughout the day. Yeah, the whole, like, water containers is such a thing, right? Like, if you have the right one, like, it really helps.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm currently rocking this reusable container, which is good.
I like that.
But I use this at the lab. I try to travel with as little as possible, like to and from the lab. So I try to leave stuff here, but then I don't have it at home. I don't know.
Do you use that? So do you use that specifically for water?
Did everyone love that story? I use it specifically for water.
So you won't put coffee or tea or anything in that?
I'll put tea in it sometimes, but yeah. Patrick did borrow it once, put coffee in it, and I had to baking soda it for a week to get the coffee taste.
That's what I was going to say. I cannot intermix,
Patrick
interchange.
Shows up the other week in my hat in Halifax. I'm like, is that my hat?
That is a McIsaac for you. They will take your clothes, they will take your things, and they will show up shamelessly wearing it, and you don't even know that they have it.
Anyway. Yep. Thanks for joining us. Make sure to rate, review this episode, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on Spotify or any other podcasting platform where you can find No BS Nutrition. Follow us on our social media. Everything's linked in the description, as well as the relevant articles to the topics that we discussed today and forever. And thank you.
Forever and ever. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.